In last week's show, we learned that high blood pressure is a risk factor for both dementia and type 2 diabetes. So we thought it would be very valuable to invite our resident dietitian and physiologist, Orla Walsh, back into studio to give us some advice on how to use food to lower blood pressure and reduce the risks. Welcome back, Orla. It's always great to see you in studio. Before we talk about exactly what high blood pressure is, I read this week, and I want to check, is it true that high blood pressure is actually responsible for more early deaths than any other risk factor?
Yeah, it's a risk factor that leads to a lot of deaths, and a lot of people are a bit blasé about it. So even in my clinic, people will come in and they will know their cholesterol levels and they'll know their cholesterol history. I ask about blood pressure and they're very vague. And it is a worry because it should be taken more seriously. And I think the problem then leads to the fact that, you know, by the age of, in Ireland, over 50s, 2 in 3 people have high blood pressure. But studies suggest that about 50% of people are unaware of their high blood pressure.
Because there may not be symptoms.
Yes, it can be symptomless, generally is. And, you know, it does lead to events. So the majority of people, 7, 8 out of 10 people who have their first heart attack or first stroke have high blood pressure. And it is worrying because even the people who know they have high blood pressure, about half of them are poorly managed. So with medications and lifestyle, and some aren't managed at all. They're just living with high blood pressure. And I don't think people understand the consequences.
Well, we're going to talk about the very important lifestyle change that people need to be making, whether or not they suffer from it to prevent it. But let's talk about exactly what high blood pressure is defined as first.
Well, it depends what guidelines you're using. But generally speaking, you have to take note if it goes above 120 over 80. Okay. So if, for example, it goes, you know, the top number goes to 140, you're now doubling your risk of dying from heart attack or stroke. So it should be, I know. It is massive. And it's a risk factor we need to know about. We all need to know our blood pressure. We all need to know, does it tend to be higher? Is it lower than 120 over 80? And we need to know the lifestyle modifications that we can make to lower it because they're extremely effective.
How often should people be taking their blood pressure?
It depends with all of these things, because if you go in and you find out it's higher, then you should be maybe even checking at home in a sort of periodic way. So, for example, checking it every day for 7 to 10 days in the morning, and you check it 3 times, then taking an average of the second and third time.
And how do people do that? I know there's, like, you know, the resting of your hand and sitting down, like, just to give people the few little things to be aware of.
I hope most people will have had their blood pressure taken. They put a cuff around your upper arm and the cuff blows up. And I suppose the main thing of it is you want it to be done accurately. And to be done accurately, your arm has to be resting on a table around heart height. You shouldn't be listening to anyone and you shouldn't be talking. Your feet should be on the ground. You should have peed before you went in. There's all of these guidelines, yet when I ask people about them, they're like, well, then in that case, I've never had it checked accurately. And thankfully, the machines to check them at home are, you know, about 50 euro. They're not as high as many other machines or interventions, I guess.
Now, I know, like,
assessments.
Increased high blood pressure can come from things like too little exercise, too much stress, too much salt. But let's talk, I suppose, really about the diet. And like you mentioned, lifestyle changes. What can we do when it comes to food and diet to help?
Okay, so in terms of food and diet, one of the most important things we do is reduce our salt intake. People have been confused about this over the years because some studies suggest that it's not important, but actually the studies where they check urine salt samples more than once a day are very accurate and very clear. You increase your salt, you increase your blood pressure. So we do need to reduce it. Most men in Ireland are consuming twice as much as they should. So really reduce the salt. But we also get extra points if we increase our potassium at the same time. And that is through potassium-rich fruit and veg. Yummy ones that we grow even in Ireland, like rhubarb and parsnips and spinach and things, as well as our humble spud. And we really want to increase our potassium levels. But you will be eating enough potassium if you're eating enough fruit and veg, and people just aren't doing that.
Now, I know the DASH diet can help lower blood pressure naturally. So talk to people about what that is.
The DASH diet is really effective, and it can be enough for people so that they don't have to go on first line medications for blood pressure, which come as well with their own risk ratios. But it's 4 to 5 portions of fruit, 4 to 5 portions of dairy, 4 to 5 portions of fruit, 4 to 5 portions of vegetables, which that is a challenge and something that people have to, I suppose, increase slowly. The other thing is 2 to 3 dairy a day, which isn't a problem in Ireland because our dairy is delicious. Mm-hmm. But nuts and seeds and legumes, you want to be getting those once a day. Maybe 2 to 3 portions of fats and then about 6 to 8 portions of whole grains. So it sounds a lot like just healthy eating guidelines. Yes. And you are nodding along. But it is a specific diet encouraging high potassium and also looking at things like calcium, magnesium levels in our food, just making sure we're hitting those markers.
And magnesium now, when I, like, obviously I think calcium, I think dairy, but what would magnesium be in that people need to know about?
When you think magnesium, think green. So okay. Green vegetables, there's lots mm-hmm. of magnesium in there, but also nuts and seeds. So if you, for example, have thrown nuts or seeds into your bread, for example, you're making bread at home, you'll see they go green, and that's that magnesium showing its
face. I always think anything to do with greens, if you don't like them, throw them into a soup maker. It's a great way to get in the greens, hide them from the kids or the husband or the wife, whoever doesn't like the greens. But as you said,
such a necessary part of our diet because they're rich in folates too, and that's really important for lots of things, including the likes of fertility.
Realistically, when it comes to high blood pressure, like how long does it take to see results and reduce it?
It can be quite quick initially. So we can actually lower blood pressure even within 4 hours with something like beetroot juice or consuming enough beetroots. But generally speaking, you can see meaningful results within 2 weeks. But certainly I suppose the results that have more meaning are the ones that are maintained. And that's the beauty of a lot of the dietary guidance when it comes to lowering blood pressure. You're not asking too much from people. But one of the most important things is exercise. The thing about exercise is it lowers blood pressure really effectively and beautifully, but only for about 24 hours. So you have to do it every day.
Okay, so that's where the consistency comes in. Yeah. Now, the high blood pressure can sometimes come when you're watching people exercising or playing sport, as we've seen a few hours ago. But that's only a short-term thing.
It is temporary, don't worry. We're talking about chronic or long-term.
Exactly. And is there any final parting words that you would say to people if they are worried about either their own blood pressure or somebody else's?
I wouldn't be worried. It's a risk factor, not the consequence. And there's lots that can be done and quite quickly and meaningfully. And there is some free information on my website about it. Even if you want to give the DASH diet a go, I've spelled it out, made it easy as possible with some meal plans and sample meal plans as well for people.
I've seen that. That's absolutely brilliant. Yes, Orla has all of that information and more on her website. That's orlawalshnutrition.ie. And as always, she always has some really interesting content as well on her Instagram page at Orla Walsh Nutrition. As always, thank you so much for educating us. I'll be off to the shop to stock up on all of my fruit and veg and to hide those greens as well. Thank you.